We delay the start of today's Mike O'Mara show for Speaker-to-be of the House of Representatives John Boehner addressing the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here to address my fellow Republicans on our overwhelming victory. Thank you. Yes, taking back the House of Representatives, I just want to say that I'm going to be a terrific... I will be a terrific speaker. I'm sorry I got emotional. Let me get right to the reason I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very excited to mention to you that we plan to govern from the middle and with a skew towards the right. And therefore, I'd like to announce some propositions, bills, ideas that that we will be implementing when we take over Congress. Excuse me, I'm a heavy smoker. When we take over Congress coming up after the first of the year. First of all, Mitch McConnell and I have had extensive meetings along with Mr. Cantor, and we've come up with these ideas that we think we can implement rather quickly, even in a Senate that's dominated by Democrats. First issue of business that I have will be the White Man's Burden Act. That is an across-the-board $3,000 tax reduction for all Caucasian males over the age of 35. Thank you. Thank you. I will be working very closely with Mr. McConnell and Mr. Cantor to make sure that we can, thank you, I appreciate it, make sure we can put this flat $3,000 tax reduction immediately to effect for all men, white men. Yeah. The next legislation that I'd like to speak to you about, we'd like to introduce the Boehner-Cantor Act of 2011. This is also referred to as Jews Join the Team. Yeah, I'm very happy about that. A $2,000 tax credit for every Jew who registers Republican between now and Rosh Hashanah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Very excited about that one. Of course, you'll also get a $1,000 tax credit if you are a non-Jew who finds a Jew to join the Republican Party. Very excited. We've got some very interesting emails from the Los Angeles area on that count. Our next item on the agenda, Proposition 69, that is designed so that all sex will be between consenting heterosexuals between the age of 35 and 80, with a provision for trophy wives between the age of 18 and 27. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am, I see you down there. You like that one. Thank you very much. Happy, happy. Joy, joy. Yeah, it's a great day to be a Republican. And finally, I have introduced legislation requiring the federal government to eliminate business taxes in totality on all oil companies, defense contractors, tobacco companies, upscale men's clothing stores, and the Fox News Channel until the year 2045. Thank you. Thank you very much. This expires in 2045. The year 2045, where I am sure, without question, ladies and gentlemen, I will be dead.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Again? I'll give you a bigger head start. Come on, Tina. You lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
Ah, but nobody ever said that life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Then I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
Do you ever use that tone of voice with me, Missy? Who do you think you're talking to? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to march yourself upstairs to your room and you will stay there until I tell you to come out.
No, I won't.
No, you won't. Yes, You will.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa's 1630 KCJJ. Give me a little more Mike level there, Mark Ronick. Iowa's KCJJ and Vermont's 107.1 The Game. And in 145 countries around the world, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are here. We are queer. We are not going skiing.
No,
we're not. Friday, November 5, 2010. And we are now approaching 4 million downloads, and we are very happy about that.
Hooray.
Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Get ready for the holidays with one of the best plastic surgeons in the D.C. area. That's right. For those of you out in Iowa and also in Vermont, you can come down to D.C.
It's worth the trip.
Hop on a plane.
I am sure that Dr. Friedman would accept you.
Of course.
And would welcome you from the outlying areas. Our listeners can save $1,000 on breast augmentation through the end of the year. That's right, breast augmentation, ladies and gentlemen. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for the phone number and a revealing website. Click his ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Well, wowsy, wowsy, woo-woo.
Here we are. But before we get started, can I take you down memory lane for a second?
Please do, Buzz.
We were playing a clip there from Mommy Dearest, which is our favorite Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, incidentally, yeah. Have a drink. Have two drinks.
Right.
Maybe even three before Thanksgiving dinner is served. Put that on, usually with the men in the group, and I watch it as a comedy.
But we all do. It's a great movie. But do you remember back on the old show, we had Christina on the phone.
Yes.
You and Don were trying to interview her, but she was a very talkative bitch.
Yes.
And at one point, Don appeared to have turned off everyone's microphones.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, he turned off everyone's microphones but mine. So to the phone line. So Christina did hear me when I said, well, no wonder her mom yelled at her. And that's when she got really mad and hung up, and that was the end of the interview. But we all found it highly entertaining.
She was just a handful.
Yeah, she was.
Kind of difficult to monitor and difficult to keep tabs
but
on.
But I always laugh when I think of her overhearing me say, well, no wonder her mom was mean to her.
And the weird thing about Mommy Dearest is that Mommy Dearest, the way I understand it, was not a huge success in theaters.
Not at the box office, but a big hit on TV now, a cult hit, really.
It became a cult classic after it got on TV, and I still think, and maybe that's why, because I look at it as a comedy instead of a drama.
Right.
And man, it cracks me up.
It's one of our favorites.
Don't know what that says about me, but I'm not alone.
No, you're not nearly alone.
We have a huge show for you today. The very first thing I want to talk about that I just simply wrote down three letters to describe today's show, Friday's show.
Yes.
WTF.
Yes.
to say that we've got some people on IR today is an understatement.
Indeed.
We are without Mr. Spiewak, who has gone out to feather his own nest
in Iowa, building his house
where he is revered, and Rob is sitting there enjoying a day of dedication to Rob,
pampering
from Rob and Rob's white fat people that love him so much.
They're a club.
And Rob's inside jokes that nobody gets,
that
Steve and Tommy and Tom Suter. I mean, this is just...
They're happy as ducks.
How do I describe? These are all... They like their football, and that's where Rob fakes it. See, that's where Rob has to really, really fake
it. It's some of the best acting he does.
Oh, this is where, and I want everybody in Iowa to know this, and Rob will hate me for it, but I don't care. He's not here, and neither is Oscar, and I hate them both because of it today.
Right.
I will tell you that Rob Spiewak, football is not his first calling. Rob has trained himself to become a football fan. He did this way back then. You mentioned our old partner, Don Geronimo.
Right,
when Don did the pregame or the postgame, I forgot which one, for the Redskins, Rob shoehorned his way because, it was a way to endear himself to the master.
And make a couple extra bucks.
And then when he got to be the field announcer, and I remember just going, this boy has no more interest in any sport at all. If you really, all things being equal, if you gave him the choice of watching a football game and watching Casablanca,
he would
sit there with his old-fashioned or his Manhattan with the cherry in it, and he would sit there and he would watch Casablanca because he doesn't care. So Rob, the way I understand it, tomorrow is going to a Hawkeyes viewing party.
Somehow he's become the biggest Hawkeyes fan.
This is the greatest bucket of unadulterated bullshit
Oh, there it is.
Well, you said you know how to edit, so
I do.
Mark, we'll find out. Rob normally does those edits on the show, so I figured I'd give him that option. Rob is on his way. He's already there.
Right.
And I guess Ronick called him this morning and checked in with him, but it just cracks me up because I'll be there. I'm Rob Spiewak, and I will be there for the Hawkeyes viewing party. Now, this is what I believe will happen.
Okay.
All right?
I'd like to hear this.
Because this is just, I don't know how I get this feedback from anybody. I don't know how it will ever get to me, whether it will come through Facebook or whether I might even give
we'll find out.
Guys a call at KCJJ.
All right.
And I hope, see, if Rob hears this, he's going to
He's
going to make a correction.
Try to skew the results.
But if he hears it later, he's going to make a correction and he won't do it. But if he doesn't hear this, right. I want people to get in touch with me that will be at that viewing party in Iowa and will tell me that Rob will talk during the game. Rob will put himself in a position where he can talk, where he can socialize. Mm-hmm. Because Rob will not be sitting in front of that television screen.
No way.
Watching Hawkeye football, you know, like Steve Bridges is going to watch it with, you know, just staring at it. And Tom Suter's going to watch it. And Tommy Lang's going to watch
it. Well, Rob didn't even know who they were playing.
No, he doesn't give a rat's ass.
I'll take that bet.
He could care less.
I'll take that bet a step further and say he'll be talking specifically about musicals or old TV shows.
So of all the things he's doing out there, you know, first of all, my insane jealousy.
Right. Well, we all are. Yeah.
That Rob hijacked my affiliate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And went out there and just made it his own, which he does. He suckles to the first teat that becomes available.
He's very good at it.
No one can suckle a teat more than Rob Spiewak.
You know, when I was listening today, before I called him, one of the things he said that I don't think you'll appreciate, he told them that their show is his favorite radio show.
Well, bastard. That's almost a forgivable show business lie.
Yeah, but at the same time, he said, don't tell Mike.
Right, right.
Now, we are also without our chief, Rob, I don't want to say instigator.
Detractor,
I want to say detractor, intimidator.
Critic, yes. Uh-huh.
Because I get this when I'm in the car driving here. I'm like, okay, we're one down. We usually do a show one down, sometimes two down.
Right.
But normally not without Oscar and with Rob, because they are the guys that kind of, you know, drive me insane, but they throw crap at me.
Right.
And Buzz does his news and Ronick sells advertising.
Exactly.
So here I am with Buzz doing news and Ronick who sells advertising. And Oscar was in the ER this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
With his mamo.
Right.
And his mamo apparently has had some sort of hip problem where she is she's on the mend. I guess it's not anything that's life-threatening, but she's in a tremendous amount of pain. He said this morning he heard her. He stayed at the house last night.
Yeah.
He said this morning when they woke up.
Oh.
No. This morning when they woke up together.
Next door, yes.
That he heard her. No. This morning he overheard her crying.
Yes, that kind
of
pain.
The attitude was, mamito, mamacito.
Of course.
Let's get ye to the emergency room.
We'd all feel that way. Yeah.
We will check in maybe with Oscar a little bit later
hopefully
on the show.
Her pain is being addressed, and I don't know if it is or isn't a broken hip, but if her hip was broken, it's okay because Oscar paid for it.
Yeah. That's going to lead me to my next discussion about listener mail. Did y'all get my email late last night?
I did.
Okay. Yes.
I'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
But,
all right.
So Oscar, I get this 15 minutes ago when I'm driving in here to do the show, and I'm like, oh, geez. Way to let me down. You know, because I really was going to rely on my old pal over here to bounce off of me and to have a dialogue. So we are two down today on the Mike O'Mara show.
Right.
My apologies that we don't have the full crew, but we will muddle through.
Oh, we're going to be fine.
Buzz doesn't change anything he does, but Mr. Ronick has a yes. RJ, do you want to take a chair with a microphone?
Well,
do you want him to turn it? No, that will never happen.
No.
The day that I rely on that to happen, with all due, as much as I love you, RJ,
and we do love you.
I bring you into the fourth chair is look at that. Look at the look on his face.
He's just brokenhearted.
look at what
you've done to him.
Look at the sad look on his face there. Why are you wearing a... All right, turn his microphone on for just a second.
Here we go.
I got an hour to fill.
Get ready, America.
Why are you resplendent in your Miami Dolphins orange today?
Well, you see, Mike, this will be the first weekend I'll be able to go to a Dolphin game without getting on an airplane.
Oh, you're going to see the Ravens up the road in Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
It's a good game.
He looks like a giant orange.
He does.
Well, you know.
But, you know, the let me see. When I checked my newspaper, I believe that game's on Sunday. You plan to wear that jersey all weekend?
No, I figured I'd wear it for the show today.
Oh, that's you look wonderful.
You do. Well, yeah. Very nice. A matching hat and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, look at that.
That's good stuff. RJ, have a great time. That's going to be a good game, Miami against the Ravens. And I'm trying to think who I picked on the show. We picked that game with John Saraceno from USA Today.
You mean on 105.9 The Edge.
105.9 The Morning Show, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here in Washington, D.C. on The Edge. Please check it out if you ever get a chance. I think I might have picked the Ravens. Sorry, brother. I picked the Ravens for you today.
All right.
Well, knowing
but
my...
you do know that they have won every game on the road this year.
Here we go.
That's why. That's why. We'll see what happens.
Exactly.
So, RJ's a big fan. Big sports weekend here in D.C., at least for the Capitals. I'm going to the Caps game tonight, so yeah. I'm excited. So, to give you the layout of the land right here, wow, 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I kid because I love
it. It's been a strong 15 minutes, Mike.
No, I just said. So, Mark has slid into Rob's massive chair.
Right.
Yes.
How is that? You know, I don't sit in that chair. How is the cushion? Is that cushion pretty much destroyed?
My ass feels good, but I just can't sit back.
I agree.
It's very awkward. It's very awkward.
Rob fills that entire
yes.
chair.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
So you are going to do the audio.
I have
today.
A big head to fill today.
I was actually, thinking, well, we're so down. We're so depleted.
Right. We thought about it.
And I thought about, maybe we won't come in and do a show. But then I said, no, I've got a lot of stuff I wanted to cover today,
right?
But what
I didn't
realize that Mark, because no one, and we're going to break this habit real quick.
Yeah,
I'm not getting enough communication about the details of the show.
Well, now,
I want you to know you're all effing slackers, and I'm paying attention to every one of you. Starting now.
No, this is just like the Larry Sanders Show. Do you want to be connected? Or
I
do. You not? Well, see, but when we try to connect you, then you say you don't want all those details.
I want those details. I would like to know. I had no earthly idea.
Right.
That Rob Spiewak had been training Mark Ronick on how to run his audio.
We've been talking about it all week off the air, and I thought perhaps you would have heard one of those conversations.
All right, let me pull back the curtain just a little bit here.
All right.
And you guys know this. Now, we joke about it, but we do promote the fact that I do a radio show in D.C. in the morning with Kirk McEwen on The Edge. And I'm having a great time doing that.
I
get up at the crack of dawn. I get up at 3:55.
Right.
3:55, yeah. I am up.
That's
I'm in
crazy.
The car by 4:25, and I whisk into D.C. because morning drive radio, which used to be traditionally 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., is now, in many cases, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We do 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. and get right to the rock.
That's right.
Right after that.
No talk
and
at work.
So when I come here and I do this show, by the time the show is done, in the case of Thursday, when we do two shows, that's three shows for me
on
Thursday.
I'm very aware of that fact, yes.
And when we're done with that, I love you all. It's great to see you, but it's into the kitchen, and I'm making my breakfast.
I think that's fair.
And really, as all of you know, I welcome a relevant conversation about the show. If somebody's got something they want to ask me about,
Zoom,
I'm
you're
there.
Out of the studio.
But really, and RJ... RJ, more than anybody, knows me well enough to know. You know when I am in the mode of, I don't want any more human contact
I understand
for an hour.
I can relate to that. I have those same feelings.
It's the same deal. You want. It's why I used to be shot out of a cannon in the show we did.
Oh,
it's,
you and I used to try to run over each other getting out of the building. Yeah.
It's like you've been talking for hours and you're done.
Right.
And you don't have anything more to offer.
Your toast.
I sit down. Well,
empty.
I want to eat my toast.
Right, exactly.
And I sit down and I watch my Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes, your stories.
And it's just really, of my entire day, it's a tiny little moment of bliss.
Right.
It's a guaranteed show that I like to watch.
I totally get that.
It's my little stupid breakfast that I have the same crap every single day.
I know.
And it's a little sanctuary for me.
I get
and
it.
When I do that, and RJ, you're the funniest one, because you'll even, I got two doors that come into the kitchen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
RJ will even go to the far right door, he'll stop and he'll see me sitting there and he'll know because I give that vibe off. And sometimes I'll say, hey, how you doing? But most of the time I'm just in there going, like yeah. that.
We give you your space as best we can.
You will move over to the right door and go into the bathroom. Because RJ, just for another curtain pullback here, RJ goes to the bathroom 50 or 60 times during the
easily.
Show.
Oh, easily.
But he does it on twinkle toes.
It's continuous.
I'm always feeling awkward. You know, I always yell to you.
Ronick's awkward, too.
But when I'm in the dining room doing some last-minute work, I always yell to you, Mike, about 5 more minutes, I'll be out of your way.
And everybody respects
from
it.
From afar, yes.
Rob will come in occasionally. Right. And Rob got into a rhythm of coming in, and I see he should be here for me to address this with him, because he comes in and he will chat occasionally, only like if we've had a nervous moment on the show.
Right.
Like the day we brought up the house shopping. Oh my God, he logged about 20 minutes in there.
Oh, he took that
I want to tell you what I...
And the jukebox show, he went in there to tell you how happy he was about that.
He was happy about the jukebox show. And I just want to be... by my
left alone.
I'm not an introvert that way.
No, you're not.
I like to, you know, get me clear of that, and then I can move on. But it's just it's immediately after doing this, it's like you're done, and you just don't want any words to come out of your mouth.
You need your quiet time, your private time, just as we'll discuss later today on the bonus hour.
And because of the fact that how do I weave this in?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk on the bonus show this week about arguments.
And relationships.
And relationships getting along. And on that show, I talk about the fact that I cannot reveal a fight that I have with Carla.
Oh, yes.
You
were going to get permission.
I'm negotiating.
Okay, so that's still in play.
Let me explain to you.
All right.
She said, oh, yeah, but if you talk about it, I want to be in here so you can get your facts straight.
Would that be so bad?
She doesn't usually want to be
that
in here.
That is not going to effing happen.
Oh, that's a deal breaker. Oh.
That is not going to effing happen.
Okay, so it's off then, I'm going to
assume. No, I'll tell you why. It's terror on my part. Because part of that argument
I smell sulfur.
Involves a giant black hole for me.
Yeah.
Well,
she can fill that hole.
A period of time where I might not remember exactly
what
the
details
are. But
I think she loves you and respects you enough that she would edit it just enough to keep you from being mortified.
I think I'll pull that one good lung out of you if you keep talking about this. It's not gonna happen
all right,
anymore.
Fair enough.
Getting back to the original point of this, that's why sometimes I suppose information does not come my way.
Right.
And I had no idea that I never heard the tutorial going on between you and Rob, because I go into the kitchen and I don't know what the F is going on in here.
Yeah,
I have no earthly idea.
He and I, we've gone over the board, we've gone over the computer, I've got the audio vault all ready to go. He actually handpicked the audio. So we're all set. It's fine.
And
Ronick,
I have.
My boy, would chuck it all. And if all things were being equal, not only does he run the business, he comes up with great ideas.
Yes,
he gets us great contacts, and he sells some advertising.
A little.
And he gets out there, and he really has been the driving force behind the business.
We're very grateful to
Mark Ronick is basically an equal partner in this show.
Yes, he is.
And believe me, that was not how, as you know, Buzz, when we started this venture, that wasn't how the salesperson or the person in the business quadrant was going to be handled
not at
on
all.
This show.
Not at all.
But he's earned it. And I have no problem with him doing that. However, you would throw it all away tomorrow to take a permanent chair in here and be on this, because you love this more than anything else.
I'm always jealous when my friend Lowell is on the radio doing the news. So this is definitely great. My wife last night, one of the first times ever, leaves me alone completely. She knows I am in full mode preparing for this.
She
just backed off completely.
Now, let me ask you this. As far as the audio vault, that's one of Rob's, that's really Rob's only job, Rob gathers tape.
Right.
And he puts it together, and we get the sound clips that are all around. They're all over the internet and on TV and everything. He gathers them again.
That's right.
Did you do the research yourself?
No, actually, Rob did the research, and then we sat down and went over it all. He had it in an order for me, but I ended up sitting down, tweaking it, moving it around,
polishing
and made it,
it
a little bit my own.
So this is,
as Simon would say.
So this is yours.
Yes.
And you were excited about it.
I am.
And that's why your wife left you alone last
night. Yeah, she did.
So we are down. We are depleted. We were going to call us. I'm going to give Oscar his privacy today, because the fact is, you know, his mom is going through a very tough spell.
And
with that said,
my thoughts are with him.
Yeah, go through the week. I mean, I don't think it's anything life threatening at all.
No, it
isn't.
But still, but if his mom's crying in pain, then you know we feel badly for him.
But once she makes it through this on the other side, and he comes in on Monday, I will talk about how incredibly let down I was.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Really, how he left us out to dry.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
You know, really, and you know, in his overall, it'll be on Oscar tomorrow.
Who's
on Monday show?
Who's more important, us or his mother?
That's right.
You know, I know mom's crying, but. you know, you got to think of your friends
That's
first.
True.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes. Right. The next thing I wanted to talk about was hate mail. I don't get a lot, and for that I am grateful. And I am grateful to Facebook for removing the layer of anonymity from this correspondence that we all receive.
Most people use their real names.
Because most people use their real names, and most people are relatively, I don't want to say kind, because there's ball busting that goes on all the time. But most people are, you don't get the vitriol that that you get on anonymous websites.
Right, right.
And it is very, very rare that I get one that pisses me off. And I almost hesitate to talk about it. Because this guy's probably getting exactly what he wants.
Well, this is interesting. I'm glad we are.
But I get a piece of hate mail, and I get this last night. And I, you know it's Thursday, boys, and you know your boy is tired.
Long day, three shows for you.
Your boy is extremely tired. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God, am I running into the second
break? Yeah, you are.
I've lost my place. We will take a break. I will tell you all about my hate mail and how I responded and how we all respond to hate mail on this show.
We're brothers.
Because really, if what I have to say, you know, results in a little less of that crap, it's fine with me. I'll tell you all about it when we come back right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's the mysterious song, mysterious music from the East.
Yes, the song stylings of Hava Nagila, played by Dick Dale.
It is.
Is it Dick
it's
Dale?
Dick Dale.
Can you start that again and turn it up, please?
Sure.
Don't be timid on the volume, boy.
So guess who's running the music today, Mike?
Yes, absolutely. But he didn't crank up his high. You know, he kind of tried to hide it. Dick Dale's version of Hava Nagila.
Dick Dale doesn't sound Jewish.
I know that didn't come from your brain.
It did.
This came from you?
Absolutely. Rob gave me some cookie cutter music. I scrapped that and put this on.
You know what? That? All right, let me give you a round of applause,
Ron. Thank you.
That's a good job. You did a nice job with
that. Thank you.
Our second segment is brought to you by the Bonus Hour. Get a month-long subscription today.
It's Friday.
It pays the
bills.
I
want people to remember it's November. Some people forget to sign up for their November subscriptions.
Our second segment is brought to you by The Bonus Hour. Get a month-long subscription today for just $3.99 or become a VIP and get these special shows, plus the live video feed, ringtones, and more. Bonus hours, we do one every single week, almost every week. Yeah. Sometimes we don't, but most weeks you can get a bonus hour on the show. Sign up at MikeOMaraShow.com. And before I get to the whole thing about hate mail, a positive, we've got our toolbar available right now.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Now, the toolbar is something, I downloaded it, and if I can download it, anybody can download it.
Yeah.
But man, I got to tell you something, Menasha.
Yes.
When I downloaded that toolbar, my security on my computer went,
really?
Wow.
Unauthorized, approve, approve. I had to hit like 20 approval buttons when I I downloaded that.
Oh, do you have XP or
what's
or,
that? I have
Vista.
Vista? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they suck.
I don't know. Is it a bridal suite? I don't know. I got no
idea. Well, it should not be a problem for anybody. It maybe you just have your security up real high and it
really
was just looking out for you.
But man, now it's there. And here's the best thing about it. You get our toolbar, and when the show's ready and it's up and running, you just click and play.
There
you
it is.
Right there on your computer.
How
and then do all your
that?
Work. I mean, no, stop. Don't make it sound phony.
No, but it's true.
You make it sound announcer. How convenient is that?
No, I was goosing it up for fun, but really, it really is convenient.
Yep.
Right?
There's a video link button, so when you want to watch us live,
you just chill
that.
Out over there, LM.
All right.
You know what LM stands for?
Lung.
Lil Meltzer.
Lung matter.
Lung matter.
Sorry. Hey, Buzz, are you going to take advantage? That's horrible.
Go with it.
Are you are you going to take advantage of that new cat scan?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Are you going to have that in your news?
No, I actually
because Mark has been known to smoke a cigarette. I occasionally will enjoy a horrible coffin nail, and I'd be very curious about this. They say that this CAT scan is
better at detecting early
20% reduction.
Right. Yeah. It can save a lot of lives.
That's incredible.
And yeah, I'm absolutely going to.
I'm going to do
have
that.
Checked out. Sure.
I'm going to check that out.
That is news. Not the problem though. I have a you know actually pneumonia. It's a viral infection, and that's what it is.
I don't mean to laugh at that.
No, it's fine.
Sorry for
nobody's
that
more sick of this than I am, believe me.
I know. I feel for you.
Yeah,
I mean, you have
I appreciate
been,
that.
You have been dealing with this for a long time. But this new scan, they're saying, this new, I guess it's an ultra-sensitive CAT scan that can detect little problems before a regular one would?
Yes, it's a clearer reading of your lungs.
Very
so
cool.
They can see every little detail.
You know, and as far as that, it's very, very dangerous. So I'm glad when medical science could make some sort of progress.
Absolutely.
Like that. What are you chomping to say?
No, I was going to say, actually, my dog has cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, to bring the show
down. That's why he couldn't. His dog couldn't
Thanks
be here.
Thanks for sharing that, though. I appreciate that. You know, you'll learn that as you. No, you won't. You won't have time. No. We won't give you that many opportunities.
No way.
So the toolbar is. How does somebody get the toolbar?
All they do is go to our website. There's a banner at the top, and they can click that, and it'll take them right to the page. They can download it, and they're good to go.
Right. I have a question. All right, turn on his microphone.
Question
all right, here
RJ.
We go. It's all going to hell right
Are
now.
Are we
here
taking questions,
RJ.
Mike?
I was not planning to take questions.
Does it work on Safari?
Listen. Let me explain something to you. When you speak on a microphone, it's not necessary to go, just a little question. You don't. It's mic technique. You lean so far in, right there, right where you are there.
Perfect.
That's right.
You see where I am? Yeah. Look where I am. Yeah. I'm talking to the microphone. Would that be about 3 inches away?
Am I good where I'm at now, Mike?
Yeah, that's perfect. See how good it sounds?
Hey. Sounds great.
You're not going, tiny question. All right. Go ahead. What is your question, RJ?
Does it work on Safari, Mark?
Yes, it does. I've heard that some people have some problems with it, but there are solutions. So if they have problems, they can always email me.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Very good. Thank you. I'm glad we got
There are lots of browsers out there, Mike, and everyone has their favorite.
He is so RJ.
Yeah.
Does it work on Safari? Safari. Probably don't even, people don't even know what
I
Safari is.
I use Google Chrome myself.
Do you really?
I do.
I'm happy for you. Jesus Christ.
So listen,
you know,
man.
Here I was thinking, man, this is a walk in the park.
Yeah.
And now I just have to forget who's surrounding me right now. And I'll do just fine. Now, no offense to anybody.
None taken.
Everything is going to be just fine. I just
pushing the mic away.
Shut up, RJ. I'm trying to do a show here. So we've got the Google, and now it's on to the hate mail.
Yes.
Right, we got the Google toolbar, any toolbar, Google, Safari, anything.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty much, yes.
And I use it with Yahoo, and it works fine.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So I'm very happy. And the best thing of all about that toolbar is you can click on the show when it's ready, and it's just you don't have to go through anything. It's bingo.
Convenient.
And we get credit for it.
We do.
Right. Which is wonderful.
Helps the show.
Download it. Use it. Thank you. Did I do that properly?
You did. And I think what I'm going to propose is that there's actually even a chat room that's connected to it. And to encourage people to download the toolbar, maybe one of us can do a host a chat.
I'd be happy to do that.
I know you were itching to do that.
Absolutely, I'll do that.
Oh yeah, you know, I'll never do that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'll do that chat.
Love to take advantage of that and do that sometimes. All right, here we go.
Hate mail.
Hate mail is, when I talk about it, it's almost like the old rules are, talk about it. If you talk about it, you justify it. You don't respond to these people. Oh, bull s. All right, I'm not going to make you edit again, but I really want to say the word. I really want to say it bad.
Go ahead.
Bullshit.
Nice.
Thank you.
There it is.
God, if we could use that one, I don't need the F word.
It's pretty innocuous, really.
But the S word would be so helpful for me broadcasting.
I agree.
Just occasionally to say that. I don't buy it. When somebody goes out of their way to be rotten. Now, I'm not going to mention his name because that he'd probably dig.
And I've forgotten his name for the moment.
You're a fat dink. You're a fat Jiminy Glick looking hump. and I hope seriously that you're driving in traffic and you're in back of some construction vehicle that has rebar on it and it comes loose and goes through the driver's size window and doesn't kill you, but takes out your eye.
That would be unfortunate.
There you go. I don't like hate mail.
No,
I understand
that. I don't like it at all.
Can I tell you that?
I don't get it anymore.
Because we are brothers, because we support each other, because each of us would honor this same request from any of the others.
Right.
The moment you wrote me and suggested that.
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
I want to get to that at the end.
Okay, good.
Because I'm with you on that.
I didn't know if you were wrapping up or not. We can
talk about that because it's really important. That part is the most important part
after
I arouse. You know, right now I'm scraping the bottom of the river and all that mud and goo is coming
stir
up from the bottom
stir
of the river
up,
by
Mike.
Doing this, but I have to calm it down when I get done
Very
with
good.
This hate mail comes in, and I am just going to paraphrase here.
Good,
but
that's fine.
You, sir, are a comedy genius. And he starts out with, you are a comedy genius. I really enjoyed you talking politics. I really enjoyed you talking about how you're scared of terrorism. I found that hilarious. And he goes on and on, his point being that we had a week where there was heavy discussion. Well, I got news for you.
You do that.
Dick.
We do
what
that.
We do on this show is sometimes we get heavy. And you know something? During an election week, when it's the biggest story in the country, you fat slime ball prick, we do that occasionally, and we talk about politics, which is why we did. Does the show have a little left slant? Yes. A little bit to the left.
Right.
Shake it to the left. shake it.
We
to
think
the
it
left.
Provides balance to the rest
well,
of the world.
We talk about the way we feel, and we have fun with it. But it's not all shecky, shecky, shecky. And this guy is obviously a right wing fundamentalist, right wing Christian that took offense at the fact that we sometimes worry about organized religion in the world and not necessarily just the Islamic people.
Right.
And he just didn't like any of my politics. It's obvious. Most of the real hatred that I've received in my career has come from that side of the aisle.
I understand and I agree.
And you know what? And it's because I'm honest about the way I feel.
Right.
We are a divided country, and I certainly understand that.
Yes.
But even though, you know, when I was fired from CBS, the worst, most kick me when I was down letter came from a dick that was a right winger, and he didn't like my politics, and he was so, just so delighted to pound on me when that happens. Mm-hmm. I don't see myself doing that to anybody.
No, we
when
would
they
never
are
do
down
that.
Because I would just be satisfied and hey, there's a guy I don't like and you know, he got it. What was that? God damn it. What is that? I'm not going to allow you to bring any devices into the studio anymore. RJ, because really they go off all the time. Was that your telephone?
Just turned it down.
What was it?
My phone.
Your phone. There you go. I'm working up. I'm paddling upstream.
He's building up here.
I really am.
It's
so anyway,
fine, Mike.
I know it's going fine. You don't have to tell me that.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm getting all upset at all of you now.
I apologize.
But the fact is, this thing was. That was hysterical. And I love the politics. And then he ends it with the message was. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can rephrase it because it was in my brain. I've almost forgotten it. I move forward fairly well, but I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to be petty enough to remember this.
I wish I'd seen it.
But I still love you, and I hate that.
Oh, they do that all the time.
But I still love you, and I'll continue to listen, because I need you to guide my sleigh tonight with your red nose after one of your Jameson's weekends.
My God.
So he just was all over you.
And then he says, good day to you. I said good day, which is our line.
Right.
That's what we've used for years, you hump.
Uh-huh.
And so I immediately said, you know what? No, not having any. And I write him, what's great on Facebook is you can compose this nasty rebuttal.
Respond.
Where I call the guy, I say, why so angry? Mm-hmm. I call him a fat hump. I call him an a-hole.
Right.
But I give him a nice little
storyline.
No, rarely do I fight back like that.
I know.
But I was just, I'd had enough, and I'd had a long day.
Yeah, you did.
And I was
you
ready.
You didn't need that.
And I was just cruising along, and you know, and he gives the, you are a comedy genius, so he wants me to open it because I have an ego, and I'm an egomaniac, and when I say you're a comedy genius, I'm going to open that one right away.
That's true.
Now I'm going to get 50 of those tonight.
Right.
So I open it up, and I write back, why so angry? I said, well, I guess I'd be in a bad mood if the leader of my party was orange! and then I see, I did a little comedy in there.
Right.
I said, incidentally, we do lots of different things, and they can't all be gems, a-hole. Mm-hmm. I write that. Mm-hmm. He said, incidentally, has anyone told you you are a spitting image of Jiminy Glick, one of my favorite characters in the Martin Short arsenal?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The nice thing about responding to a jerk like you is I never have to hear from you after I write this note, because I will unfriend you, and all of my friends will unfriend you.
Right.
Which is why Buzz is... I don't think you've ever done it. Maybe you did it once. Rob has done it like 8 times. Since he's not here. Rob's done it about 8 times.
Yeah, he's done a few.
You've
had a couple.
I think I've only done a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I may have only had one or two.
We do is like, hey, unfriend this guy, and we all do.
Right.
Because that's our, it's kind of like our unwritten rule on this show, that if that happens, that's the opportunity we all say, man, you are cut out of our show.
That's right.
And he can still listen. I hope he's listening right now.
I think so.
I swear to God, pal, you do look like Jiminy Glick.
A little. Yeah, I did see his picture. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is a pretty frightening similarity.
Ever wonder what the deal is, but I'm going to send Mike a nasty letter. There we go. Jiminy Glick.
So it's just you eliminate him from your life.
And we do support each other. If one guy is offended, he tells his friends on the show, and we all unfriend him at that point.
Yep, exactly.
And I will tell you that after I unfriended the guy, he sent me a very humble and contrite note.
Tough
and
tease.
I know. But one of the lessons here, and there are a couple of listeners out there who've kind of learned this lesson this week, is comedy should be, or any attempt at comedy, should be left to professionals, because it doesn't always convey what you're trying.
Oh, that was, this wasn't one thing comedic. Did you get a chance to read the note that he sent me?
No, I never saw the original.
Right.
But he did write to say that he is not Republican, he's not conservative, and that he was trying to write a satire piece, that he was trying to be funny.
That is a lie. Now, he's lying like a dog.
I will always believe you over him. I'm just telling you
whatever he was doing, wrote.
I don't have any room for it. Right.
And there was no misinterpretation there.
Right.
It was nasty, and it was him. A satire piece to say that he didn't enjoy the show.
Right.
And I don't need it. And, it really, if you've got a suggestion, I've had a really nice dialogue with a young lady who was very, very concerned about Oscar's situation with Kara.
Does her name start with a J?
I don't remember.
I got one from a J as well.
But no, she's very into it, and she wasn't satisfied with the way he handled it. And I made it real clear. I said, we have moved on from that.
Right.
But I said, I made it very clear that not only did, I think what he did was wrong, but I also used the word abusive. That is, even if you're not smacking somebody, that is the truth, and we all respect that, and we all honor that.
Right.
Gave Oscar, I said, if you had a chance to do it again, he did the machismo, I would do it again. That's him being macho man.
It's him being
but
Oscar.
Here it is. The long and short of that is judge not lest ye be judged.
Exactly. Mike.
He's with Kara. They've worked their crap out.
And we try to move on.
And we move on from that. We addressed it.
Right.
But but she was very respectful and was communicating, and then through thing, I don't think I can listen anymore if you do that.
Right.
And then I said, it's odd that, when you're talking about being threatening, that you include a threat in your letter not to listen.
Right.
But even that was not me being mean. It was just going, hey, listen.
Logical.
You're threatening.
Right.
You don't realize that you're... But she was upset, and I like the dialogue. It's reasonable. And I do that, not often, but a lot. And the overwhelming... You know what I want to deal with on Facebook right now?
That?
I want to deal with Anchor Bar and Wayne Gretzky's in Toronto.
Right.
And do you think I can go ahead for all those wonderful people up in Toronto that are planning to come up and see me? Can I lock that one in?
Yes,
you can.
Have
you had any contact with Gretzky's at all?
A little bit, but yes.
But it's okay?
Be a problem. Yes.
Let's go ahead and lock that in. If there's a change, we can always make it. But it's official now. Carla and I will be doing a meet and greet coming up on Wednesday, December 29th in Toronto, Canada.
Yay!
At Gretzky's Restaurant. And I am very excited about that. I've been told it's just a great place to hang out.
Yeah.
And so the tour is going to be as follows.
Good.
We'll get done doing our little Christmas thing down here. Mm-hmm. The next day, we are up at the crack of dawn. We are in, I think, the rental car, because we're probably going to hit some weather.
Yeah.
I want to get a beast to go up there. I might plan on that like early. We're going to take the car. We're going to head up to the Great White North. Hopefully get up to the Buffalo area in plenty of time to get checked in and dig in. And then it's out to the Anchor Bar, where at 8 p.m. I'd like to put as many people in that place as I can.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a Buffalonian, if you're a Buffaloer, please tell people from Rochester. Excuse me, I should pronounce it correctly.
Rochester. Right.
Tell people to get over from Rochester. Tell people to get from the outlying suburbs of Buffalo to come in and see me. Love to see you on December 26th, night after Christmas. Great time. A lot of people off. A lot of people in town, from school.
Right.
It's going to be a great time. Come by.
I think you're going to be surprised.
We're still working on a few things with Anchor Bar.
Yep.
See if we can do some things for you. We'll let you know as time goes on. But officially, then it's up to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of free days for me and the lady.
Good for you.
And then Wednesday evening, kind of our last night of this thing,
because
we have to come back into town for New Year's to D.C.
Right.
We are going to be at Wayne Gretzky's Restaurant, and that will be also at 8 p.m.
Right.
December 29th. I will have details to follow as far as addresses and all that good stuff.
Yep, and I've actually even already gone ahead on Facebook on our events. I've already put the information, the website for Wayne Gretzky's, so everybody can figure that out.
Mark your calendars, American and Canadian calendars, for Mike's upcoming tour.
The international tour.
It is, the international tour, and I will tell you something.
You're going to have a blast.
I know you dug it, and I know Oscar dug it. I am like a little kid. I'm
fun.
More excited about this than anything else. I think it's good. And the fact that I'm just doing it with me and Carla, just couldn't be more thrilled. And you guys are just so very cool to be communicating with me and saying you're going to bring your buddy's coming into town and you're going to bring him. And who knows?
Right.
If I get five people,
if you
I'll
get
be
seven
happy.
People, you're going to have a
seven people.
You're
going to
have
fine.
A blast. And I'm jealous in a way. I wish I could be there. I wish I could be a little mouse or something.
Five people in Toronto. If I get five people in Toronto,
that's a good goal.
You're going to have more.
A good goal.
It's going to be fun.
How does Carla feel? feel about this?
She is super excited.
Good. Yeah,
rightly so.
She's, and incidentally, guys, she is planning on wearing her extra high heels.
Oh,
and fur and fur.
She is buying her extra high heels. So that's it. The hate mail. We all hate. Listen, when it comes to hate mail, all for one, one for all.
Exactly.
Yes.
I get. You know, I get a lot of listener mail.
Yes. You filter a lot. A lot of times you'll forward, and I don't stop doing it, but you'll forward something to me that I've already got.
And that's my question to you. How do you want me to handle the filtering of the hate mail? Do you want to see those?
Do you want the raw truth?
Because I debate sometimes. Not that I get a lot. I've had
Here he goes. This is where it was all going so well.
No, I'm just curious. Once in a while.
Once in a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay, I like it all. I don't need to see hate mail.
Okay, that's what was
unfriend
my
unfriend them, though. I want them. Oh, right. Yeah. Here's what. Anything hateful,
cut them off
I want
knees.
Them eliminated. There's plenty of hate.
Right.
There is
too much
of hate
in the world, Mike.
Thank you.
But what it sounds like you were saying is if it's not a hateful way or approach about the letter, you'll look
and it's
at that.
Coming via you. No, they know where to find me.
Okay,
and you know if they're not among my select group,
you can message somebody who's not a friend.
If they're not among my select group of friends, we don't need to see that. No, I'll never want to. No, I don't like getting your positive stuff that you forward.
Oh.
It's a pain in the ass.
Hey.
It's like one of my Tuesday nights where it's ronic. It drives me insane. It's like,
I've gotten so much better.
You know
about
what it's like? Seriously, to check your email at noon and then go up and check it at 5, and you have 49. Yeah, pisses me off. That pisses me off.
Consolidate.
Well, you got me back, leaving me to dry at the ice rink yesterday.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
All right, really briefly, because we do have to break for
and
the
by
audio
the way, ball. Lost my parking ticket, so I had to pay the full day price.
Oh, man.
I screwed Ronick yesterday. I asked Ronick to come with me. I had to meet with Coach Bruce Boudreau, the head coach of the Washington Capitals, to do some tape stuff with him. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, always nice to have a wingman. I said, Ronick, will you come along with me? And, so we can have this my personal assistant, Mr. Ronick. And he can walk in. And normally a role that's your RJ looking at me like that. You wish it was you, don't you? You wish.
Well, I thought that was my role.
That is your role. Yes, you're right. You're right, man. You know, but he was a little tardy. He was behind me leaving here. Mm-hmm. I got there early, and man, you know what? I walked up to the front desk. I didn't expect this. Well, I'm Mike O'Mara from The Edge 105.9 here to meet Coach Boudreau.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Just a minute, please." So I go over, sit down. She said, "Have a seat there. He'll be right out." He walks right out, just him. We walk into an office, bing, bang, boom, finish our tape stuff, have a little laugh, walk out, we're out of there. However, I didn't think it was going to go as well as it went because the first words out of him were, is this going to take long?
That's not a good start.
He's a cool guy. Yeah. I like it. Hey, man, he's busy. He's coaching a team.
Of course.
He's coaching an NHL hockey team. He doesn't have time to dick around with me.
Right.
But because it went so quick, Ronick had just gotten there. He was there on time, but I went in and didn't wait and went in with the coach, and Ronick was still in the parking lot.
So you were done, really?
I was done, and I kind of left him hanging, but it was kind of on the way, right?
No, it was. It definitely was.
A little bit on the way?
Yeah, no,
it was. Did you go over Woodrow Wilson or Cabin John?
I went down 66 Woodrow Wilson, I guess, right?
Woodrow Wilson? Yeah. I mean, did you go through town after that?
I did a little bit.
Oh, you did? So you didn't even go on any of the bridges,
no,
right?
No, you're right. Yeah, that's right. I went 66. I went right into town.
Okay, very cool. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of on the way.
We'll put up a map on the website.
My apologies. We will take a break, and it's Mark Ronick's Magic Audio Vault.
What?
Coming up next, we will have that for you right here at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Boy.
Let's see what he's playing now. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com.
We have any music today that's not Hava Nagila?
That is our second version of Hava Nagila. Very cool. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mark's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by DigitalTrends.com. For cutting-edge news and reviews and all the latest tech in our lives, DigitalTrends.com makes it all simpler and easier. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter choices in your purchases at DigitalTrends.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter too, DigitalTrends.com. Just click their ad on our website, and what a delight to do the show today, because not only am I having a good time with my friends, Buzz
Should
and Mark
I be interrupting
here,
you?
No. I'm realizing No one is expendable. Everyone is expendable.
Exactly.
Everyone is expendable.
Exactly. Yeah.
Such a great feeling.
Yeah, it's interesting. I like,
especially about Rob, because I haven't done a show without Rob.
I like experimental shows. I like saying, "Well, can we do this? We've never done this before."
Let's open up the audio vault. See what we've got today, Mr. Ronick.
Well, we talked about how Rob fakes it with sports, so let's go ahead and start with some sports.
Okay.
You remember a while back he played the top broadcaster, sports broadcasters.
Right.
Remember that? These guys definitely worth consideration.
All right, and now you're talking about the top play-by-play sportscasters in the nation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then these are high school football announcers?
These are high school football announcers from Massachusetts. Very enthusiastic.
We like them.
Very excited.
But not necessarily all that professional.
Well, you take a look.
All right, let's listen to Massachusetts high school football announcers.
Second and 10, eye formation. Looks like Driscoll, the deep man in the eye. Austin throws it out. Oh, it's a backwards pass!
Homers.
Now, Michael, get ready for this, okay?
This is high school football.
Now, they're
right?
Very excited about the touchdown, right? Listen to this.
Oh, wait a minute. He says it's an incomplete pass. Oh, there's no way that's incomplete.
Absolutely not.
That's a backwards pass by 5 yards.
Absolutely not.
There's no way that's an incomplete pass. That's a backwards pass on the live ball.
Listen to the color guy there.
That's a touchdown taken off the board against the green wave. And that man does not have that call or the view.
Boo!
5
Boo!
Backwards pass, live ball.
They're not doing it right.
Off the board for the green wave. Nuts and bolts, we got screwed. Third down. 3:46 on the clock.
So, wow.
Yeah,
I've never heard anything like that.
I just thought of something I want to do.
Well, okay.
I want to do that at my daughter's. They're both going to be in high school next year. Uh-huh. I'd love to do that at those high school games.
That would be great.
I'm sure they got somebody doing it.
But, I mean, sure they would love to have you.
It's not big enough where they even have radio coverage of that. So they probably got a PA announcer.
So
you
what
know?
If we do it? What if we record you doing it?
Oh, that would be incredible.
Yeah. And then we can make it available on the website.
Yeah, but I'd have to memorize like all the teams.
That's all right. Well, yeah. I mean, you have some time.
Too much work.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, one game.
All right, so on the sports theme here, we've got a guy, you know, you guys as broadcasters know, Buzz especially, when your throat is bothering you, that's a big problem for you,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So listen to this guy. He's an Australian horse race announcer.
Horse race.
With a little bit of a tickle in his throat. Here you go.
50 to travel. In second place, the Alliarez. On the inside, Lindfeld 80. One out, one back, Leona Tej. And on the inside, three back, Boober Owie Boy. And Harding coming three wide now. We're one step closer. Just racing Greenlee at the tail end of the field. Heading towards the 600. Second quarter, 32-1. 65 for the half. Now he goes full steam ahead. We're one step closer. And he goes forward three wide quickly. Going with the Alliarez.
Stay home.
On the inside, Cop and Eiffel. Can't go with that. Then in turn behind those between runners where we own a T-gen.
It gets
on the
worse.
Inside, Lindfeld 80 at the turn.
Because he's going to get to the end of the race.
We're about 5 or 6 metres to Boober Owie Boy. I think we're going here. In front, leading the way. It's Elia Rose. Leads by 2 metres. In second placing. No, I don't think I'll get through this.
So
Yatesy, where are you? We need you, mate.
Yeah, stop.
Too painful.
Too painful.
Defensive tackle.
That's what I was going to ask you.
That's horrible.
I hate when that happens.
That is I didn't hear that. Can you turn that up just a little bit, please? Thank you.
And defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
Have fun in Iowa. All right, what else you got? We got time for a couple more.
A couple more. Then let's go to the divorce attorney. You know, from the.
Can I just ask though?
Yeah.
I see number three. Cut number three is Cindy Crawford.
Oh yeah, this
Peanuts.
Is a good one. Yeah, you want to hear this?
Well, does it involve?
She's a guest on a show. She's being interviewed.
Uh-huh. Is it sexy?
She's talking. No, it's not sexy, but you might find it interesting. She's talking about kids until the conversation gets a little bit awkward.
Cindy
kids
Crawford.
Learn by what they live, right? So they watch you. It doesn't matter. You know, they hear, it's like the Peanuts. They hear, rah, 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 rah. But really, if they see that you're polite to people.
Oh, you just said the Peanuts. I thought she said the Peanuts.
I thought so, too. I'm sorry. I thought
she said.
You lost me. Right.
No, the Peanuts, Charlotte. And I don't know.
So listen again. It sounds like she's saying
kids learn by
the
what
penis.
They live, right? So they watch you. It doesn't matter. You know, they hear, it's like the Peanuts. They hear, rah, 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 rah. But really, if they see that you're polite to people.
Oh, you just said the Peanuts.
So there you go. They, yeah.
Just a misunderstanding.
Sorry.
Mike.
Thanks,
sorry,
Rob.
Sorry,
thanks,
sorry
Rob, for that one.
It's almost like he did that to you on purpose.
Yeah, probably. Okay, there were else, a couple like
what
that.
What else
here.
Do we have?
How about, you know those commercials with the prescription meds and they're asking you, you know, they're telling you all the side effects
Ask
to
your
be.
Doctor, right, right.
The
yeah.
disclaimer, as we like to call it.
That's right. Right. That's right. Well, here's one that you, really makes you think twice before you try it.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. Yep. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night round with strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. It may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Oh, I love
yes,
that.
Sir. That I is a that. Good
and
audio
Mike,
vault.
That is your audio vault.
Good job. You made it through. You happy with it?
I look am. At I'm how happy.
Like Very
gets,
proud.
He gets
over,
to look like
God.
A dog that wants to be petted.
Mike, everybody wants to be on the Mike O'Mara show.
That is a funny, funny man. That is just those. When they got into that motor.
Hilarious.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It would make you think you're whispering.
That's yeah. my favorite. Yeah. May make you think you're whispering when you're not. We will take a break. When we come back, of course, it's news with Mr. Buzz Burbank right here on the show.
Ha. Va. Ha, va.
Bob Dylan.
No.
Okay, ha, I can't get, I don't want to get, I'm not going to wait 10 a, minutes for the
no.
gila.
Just wait. It's only a few more seconds.
All right.
Havana key. Lo. Havana key. Lo.
With yodeling.
All right. It was worth the wait. All right. Don't get happy, Ronick. Let's get Buzz in here with the news. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Amazon.com. You can buy nearly anything at Amazon.com delivered right to your door, usually for less, including Kindles and Kindle accessories. Click the Amazon ad on our webpage or use the search tool at the bottom of our homepage. Amazon.com has hassle-free one-click purchasing. Support the show and shop through us at Amazon.com. I do. There is no cure for the common cold. How many times have you heard that?
How many times have you proven that?
Our top story today.
Now, listen, you can't write that and not think you're going to get that from me.
And I don't mind.
Yeah, I know you don't. I just somehow, I'm like, he'll say this when I say it. He's got to know after this many years.
Our top story today, there is now a cure. The common cold.
Now, you are looking at me as though this really is something that might be significant.
This is big news. Nobody's ever done this before. Scientists at Cambridge University in England say they will tell us more in 2 months when they finish their clinical trials, but they say, yes, they have found the cure for the common cold.
That is...
Tequila.
That's amazing. It's tequila.
May have side effects.
You know, as I sit here, knock on wood, having a very good year, at the end of a very good year, and I say that, and I swear to God, I'll have one on Monday.
No, you'll be fine.
I'll have a cold on Monday. But I mean, there was one year I remember, Buzz, where I had a summer, I had a fall, I had a winter, I had a spring, and it was just, it drove me nuts, because you just
it's maddening.
You're pissed off all the time.
Right.
You know, and I'm pissed off all the time to start with.
Right.
Yeah.
But boy, they really think pill, drug, injection?
I don't know. They haven't said. They will reveal more when they finish their clinical trial.
Credible news story?
Yes. Cambridge University, they are saying with certainty they have cured the common cold.
That's huge.
It's entirely huge.
Because, I mean, the common cold, make no mistake, right, can morph into bronchitis.
You don't have to tell me.
Pneumonia, that's pretty cool. Right. I love that story.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's that a good Friday story.
I wonder what that does to all the over-the-counter medications, you know, all the that industry.
We'll see. Boy, when you think about that.
Still be a place for it.
When you think about that, you wonder, you know, if there's like some who's the Slugworth that's creeping around going, we mustn't get this to market.
That's right.
Well, I'll keep your eyes on that one.
Now, you know, Facebook has changed the lives of a lot of people, and now, that includes politicians. 81% of the Senate races and 74% of the House races this week were won by the candidates who had the most Facebook fans.
Wow.
This also means Facebook's becoming a pretty good way to predict the outcome of future elections.
I don't doubt that for a second.
And now, a story for the young people and minorities and other liberals who just couldn't make it to the polls for Tuesday's election. In Havertown, Pennsylvania, an 83-year-old man was being taken by ambulance to the hospital. But along the way, Charles Gorby asked the driver to take him to his polling place so he could vote, something he has done in every single election, big or small, since he became eligible to vote.
That's worthy of a round of applause. I'm all about that. I think that is something that, you know, you can't require it in a free society.
Right.
But, you know, when you hear about Afghanistan and Iraq, and you have people
where
going
people
to
risk
the polling,
their lives,
they might get blown up for going to the polling, or get their arms hacked off. And, you know, we go, whatever. I mean, really, whatever can get us right into the ditch.
And it has. Mm-hmm. The ambulance driver agreed, and you could see Chuck's legs sticking out from behind the curtain as paramedics held up his stretcher to the voting screen.
That's incredible. What a great story.
Quoting Charles, voting is the least you can do. If you don't bother, you really shouldn't complain about anything that happens.
It's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
And it was the really low voter turnout among younger voters that killed the California vote to legalize marijuana. That combined with the surge of enthusiastic conservative voters kept legalization from passing this time.
And that got whacked, right?
I mean, well, 56-44 was not as close as I was expecting, to be honest with
you. Very good. What's that? What are you saying, RJ?
It was closer than...
The marijuana guys, like everything is positive. You ever notice that? No, it was an overwhelming defeat. It was defeated by a sizable number of people. It was not close. 49-48 is close.
Right.
What was the 56, margin?
56-44.
56-44.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's 12 percentage points.
It wasn't 80-20. Okay,
it wasn't 80-20. That would be called a landslide. Right.
To some,
this is a significant defeat.
To some, the bong is half empty.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
While the people who got elected this week got elected by running against Washington.
He gets to Friday and he gets the line of the week. That's pretty damn good.
Now that the people who ran against Washington are becoming Washington, there's still this Nancy Pelosi problem. If your district's anything like mine, you had at least one candidate accusing another of voting with Nancy Pelosi, the House leader who pushed through the health care plan that now allows death panels to kill your grandma.
They demonized her, and it worked. And and I'll tell you, as a Democrat and somebody who votes Democratic occasionally, I look at her and I say to myself, yeah, she's easy to demonize. She's got that kind of, that elitist way about her that turns me off.
That's
too.
The other side of it. I don't know that among people like us that she has a lot of support among Democrats or liberals.
No, you're as liberal as they come. You don't give a rat's ass about Nancy Pelosi.
I'm not all that fond of her.
Yeah, I don't like her either.
But what we hear from Washington insiders, who are perhaps the most hated people in America right now, is that she's very effective at what she does.
I think organizing caucuses and that sort of thing. Yeah, for her own people.
Right.
But I don't think she's really effective at dealing with the other side. That's why, hence the demonization, But you're talking about a lady who toiled away in a minority situation for a long time, where she was not the ruling party.
Right.
And it's very, very difficult for her. I think you get her out of the mix, get somebody in there that can work with the other side.
Right. Well, to wrap it up, the question at hand now is, does she just go away quietly, or does she become the new House minority leader? It'll be up to her, really. But if she does decide to shrink away, then Maryland's very popular Steny Hoyer would take her place.
Whose nose? That guy that sent me the letter talking about my red nose?
Right.
You see Steny Hoyer's nose the other night? Jesus, look at the dog chewed on it.
In showbiz news, and I know you heard this earlier this morning on your show, but our listeners have to hear this. Jon Stewart has, for the first time ever, beaten both Letterman and Leno in the late night ratings.
Wow.
Having a great lead-in helped, and you're not going to like this part, having a great lead-in helped Stephen Colbert into fourth place, right behind Jon Stewart, David Letterman, and Jay Leno.
That's right, Buzz. But let me tell you, same act all the time.
Bill O'Reilly, by the way, is among the guests this week on Bill Maher.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we're gonna catch that.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, just pour me my martini and bring and I'm ready. Pull up the set. That's right. A good TV. Like tonight.
Yeah, the Tonight Show. As a matter of fact.
Oh, that's
also
great.
Fareed Zakaria and somebody else who's interesting. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Are they rolling that show at 10 or 11? It was on at 10 o'clock last week, and really? I have no idea.
I always
Tonight Show.
No, not the Tonight
Bill
Show.
Bill Maher.
Yeah. Real Time with Bill Maher.
I think that's 10 o'clock.
It was on at 10. Yeah. Maybe I always watch it on TiVo.
So do I the next day, usually. Right. Finally, the question on today's religion page is not what would Jesus do. Today's question is about what we might do to Jesus. Again, in Missouri, Neil Thompson, and this is coming, you know, this is edited by a guy who's not particularly religious, to say the least. Interesting story. In Missouri, Neil Thompson dresses up as Jesus every Sunday morning and visits a different church. He says he does this to spread his Christian beliefs.
That's nice.
But when he got to St. Paul's Lutheran, a bit west of St. Louis, they gave him the evil eyeball. A deacon kept him out of the sanctuary and called the police. The cops didn't do anything because Neil left peacefully. Maybe the same way Jesus would have. And when asked about all this by a reporter, Neil sounded a little like someone we know when he said, I forgive them. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Get ready for the holidays with one of the best plastic surgeons in the D.C. area. And our listeners can save $1,000 on breast augmentation through the end of the year. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend. For the phone number and a revealing website, click his ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our web host is Bluebot, and this program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. You know, we depend on advertising, and I don't want him doing the show forever.
Right.
Right.
You know, he's got to sell some advertising.
Get him back out
but
on the street.
But if Rob goes to Iowa.
If you would like to reach this man who's been on the show, take a look at him on Ustream.
Yeah.
Ladies, he's handsome.
I am.
Give him a call, 301-244-8773. That's it for Buzz Burbank and Mark Ronick and RJ Diaz.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Mike O'Mara saying so long for now.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Bye-bye.
Thank you.